Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and thanks for tuning into this, your 12th Hour Radio Show. Running a little bit late this morning. Actually, not running late. We're just starting a bit late. Here is 10:19 on a Monday morning. Monday, April the 4th of 2016. That's right. Your date is 4/4/16. It's episode 118. Thank you for being here. Oscar Peterson and the trio were playing Night Train behind me. Literally, they're here in the studio. It's a very impressive feat that I have pulled off today here. If you knew the size of the space here at Ramblewood, to think that I could get in 3/4 of people, very impressive. Monday, that's why you're getting technical difficulties. I was trying to talk over the kind of that great lounge jazz feel to it, that great classic jazz feel, and just kind of talk over it, give it a nice mellow vibe to start out the show. I've been doing it the last several days, and then all of a sudden just kind of, and that's what happened. By the way, when you explain what just happened there on the radio to a technician or to an engineer, that's exactly what you say. I don't know how to spell it. You know, but that's what we had happen. 10:20 actually here on a Monday morning. Thanks for being here on the 12-hour radio show with me. My name is Dave Bublitz. We're coming to you live from the city of Fort Collins, just about an hour north of the city of Denver, on the I-25 corridor, straight north. You're in Fort Collins. We're here at the Ramblewood Studios, which happens to be located dead center between downtown Fort Collins to the east and the mountains to the west. I've said this before, we are so close to the mountains that we could have a picnic out there. It's maybe a 10-minute walk, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to have a picnic. We're going to give you the directions. We're going to let you in on how to do this, and then, it is private property, so, you know, if we get caught, you know, there's probably going to be police. Okay, maybe we won't do the picnic. Maybe we'll save that for another day in a different location after I've had a chance to take this over. Telephone number to call the studio here, if you're thinking about joining the show, it's the same as always. It's 646-564-9650. One last time, 646-564-9650, and you can join the fun here on the $12 Radio Show. Yeah, it's opening day. Greatest day of the year. It should be, if Super Bowl Sunday has taken on the status of unofficially becoming a holiday, opening day for baseball is just that much more so, because Super Bowl Sunday is on a Sunday. People are still going to work the next day. You can't really get out of missing work the next day because you're hungover from a Super Bowl party, but the idea that baseball is in the middle of the day and on a work day, generally starting Monday through Friday, somewhere in there, it's required that you play hooky to be able to make that to the game. Today on Root Sports. That's right, channel 26, I believe, if you have Comcast. And first pitch with Jorge Dela. No, not Jorge. I do not have the pitching rotations in front of me. I apologize. Jorge De La Rosa, I believe, this is a very nice way of covering my ass on this, I believe is the opening day starter at home. I think. He could very well end up starting today and then just make me look stupid. Of course, you know, I don't need your help to look stupid. I can do that all by myself. Yeah. So there says you. Things are getting a little testy in the election process in the campaign run here. I'm getting a kick out of it because, you know, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, I kind of figured they were going to get at it. They just seem to be of the mindset of they looked that they would be pretty good hurling dirt back and forth at each other. But it seems like, and I've heard people saying this, Bernie Sanders is mean and he's lying, and he's abusive, and he's just aggressive, and the rest of this. And all I hear is the fact that he's been calling Senator Clinton or Secretary Clinton on the things that she's done in her career, and separating to show the distinction between himself and her. She demands an apology. It's not demanded, but she's suggested an apology. And then she's come out and said that she won't have any more debates with Senator Sanders until he changes his tone. And now he's asked for an apology. Everybody is just so testy. Relax. It's politics. It's designed to get your feelings hurt. If you're not making people angry, you're not doing it right. Right? To a degree? Kind of? Sort of? Have I taken my medication this morning? Sort of? Kind of? Baseball underway. Should be fun. Glad to see it starting. It's Friday. Is the opening day's opening game at home for the Colorado Rockies. It'll be fun to check that out. Primaries coming up here in politics. They'll be having a big primary in Wisconsin tomorrow and New York 1 week from this coming Tuesday, April the 15th. So a lot of stuff going on out there. I think that's right, the 15th? Is it? Well, I know Wisconsin's tomorrow. Okay, let's do the math, shall we? 5, 12. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The 15th is, what the heck is it? It's a Friday. Okay, all right. Put up a calendar in front of me. Maybe that way I'll be able to read that for you live. You see, boy, Dave's extra sharp today after his birthday weekend. I bet he's well rested and counting his gifts, and that's why he's so sharp. Now, it was a very quiet birthday weekend. I went out with a friend. It was a nice enough night out and good enough guy. We went out. We saw Star Wars. It's a little art film. Generating some attention. I wanted to see it one more time. Oh yeah, you can go ahead and rent that on Blu-ray. Well, I could, but I would rather see it in a theater one last time. And besides that, I would rent it on a DVD, on the DVD on the Blu-ray, except for the fact that I do not own a DVD or a Blu-ray. That's probably the biggest deal right there, I think. Let's go ahead and check sports here. Sponsored by the Cupcake Bakery, Buttercream Cupcakery here in Old Town Fort Collins. It's imaginary sponsors for a real show. They're real sponsors. I'm just telling you places that I like to go to here in town. The Cupcake Bakery, they have equal parts frosting to cupcakes. You need to stop there sometime soon. Today's sports. In sports today, let's see here. Saturday over the weekend, the Nuggets lose another one. Sacramento beating the Denver Nuggets by a score of 115-106. Tomorrow night, they've got another tough battle coming up. Denver playing Oklahoma City. The Thunder, always a formidable opposition opponent. The NHL last night, I tell you, they were so close, the Avalanche, and then the wheels just officially came off and they can't go back on. I think there's only like three or four games left, and they're too many points behind to catch up. But unfortunately, St. Louis beat the Colorado Rockies by a score of 5-1. That was Saturday over the weekend, and then tomorrow you can catch Colorado playing the Nashville Predators. All of this coming up on either Altitude or Altitude 2, your sports and entertainment radio network. Major League Baseball, I think I already told you, the 4th, the 5th, and 6th of April, this week here today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, the Colorado Avalanche will be playing the Arizona Diamondbacks, and then you can go ahead and catch they'll take a day off, they'll take off Thursday the 7th this week, and then they'll come back and they'll play the San Diego Padres April 8th, 9th, and 10th for opening day at home. Don't believe I'm going to be able to make an opening day at home, but still very excited. I just do. It's officially, now it's spring. Now it's spring bordering on summertime right now. It's official. And then coming up soon, April 15th, 16th, and 17th, next weekend, you'll be able to see the Colorado Avalanche playing the Chicago Cubs on TV, or if you're lucky enough to get in your plane, or commercial plane, and head out to Chicago, you'll be able to see the Cubs and the Rockies play at Wrigley. Right? Okay. GOP debate, Democratic debate. That's the thing. I don't know when the next GOP debate is. I know there is not, but there will be one. At least one, probably a couple. There's not going to be a debate. There will be a debate. There's not going to be a debate. There might be a debate. No one knows for sure what's going on with the Democrats. There really should be at least one more or another one of those town halls. I've seen the Republicans have those, and those look pretty cool, from what I've seen, but have not seen enough of those. Already told us the primaries here, Wisconsin's tomorrow, and New York is at the 15th. And the delegate counts, I don't have that in front of me, but Ted Cruz is behind Donald Trump. I think it's 300 or 400, and I believe that Bernie Sanders is about the same. Now, we're not including the superdelegates because those aren't finalized and firmed up until officially pledged until the convention. They make a pledge. You know what it is? They make a pledge. They don't make a promise. They're not completely officially on board. But of the delegates that are locked in by popular vote, it looks like they're both down. I think Bernie's within 200 or 300. So not quite as far apart as it sounds like. Let's see here. We are 15 minutes into the show, so let's go ahead and take a quick musical break here. It's half past 10. It's half past 10 because, well, we started the show a little bit late. We can do that from time to time. Really, we can. Honest to goodness, it's all right. All right. Okay. Buddy Hollywood today. Something in the music news today I saw that made me think of Buddy Holly. So let's go ahead and play a little bit from young Buddy Holly from Lubbock, Texas. This is Oh Boy. My name is David Buples, and this is your $12 radio show.
All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were for me. For me. All of my life, I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating. Oh boy,
oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of love in my silver thing to ride. And I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy.
The world can see that you were meant for me. When you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy,
oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you.
The late, the great Buddy Holly. It's Dave Buples with you here at 10:32 on the Blog Talk Radio presentation of the $12 Radio Show from the Ramblewood Studios. Dave Buples with you on a Monday, episode 118, talking about birthdays over the weekend. Didn't get out that much. I feel not cheated, but you're supposed to do a party. I think a party or some big event that keeps you from a party. And my big event was, we went to a movie, we went to dinner. I know what it was. I was going to do a show, perform at a show on my birthday. That was my big plan all year, and it's been that way every year. And as a result, did not do that. That's why it sounds like I'm kind of lost on that. But we went, we had dinner, steak dinner, big deal, you know, for me. And you know, went out and saw the movie. Got one of those jumbo Cokes, you know, the ones that's like 64 ounces, right? You know the one I'm talking about? And then it comes with a free glucose meter so you can check your diabetic numbers. It's an impressive beverage is what I'm trying to tell you. And then, so that was Saturday the 2nd. April Fool's Day was Friday. I was here on the air. Saturday was my birthday. Sunday was my brother Ken's birthday, and somehow or another we missed Q's, and I was going to go see him on his birthday. The big deal that I was going to go ahead and do yesterday was I was going to play miniature golf. I haven't played golf. I've played golf once or twice my whole life. Miniature golf I'm not great at, but it's still just for fun. The guy that I was going with, or would have been going with, that I ended up hanging out with, but he wasn't sure if he felt like he might be too tired to go play miniature golf. And that's when I realized how out of shape I am, because I was kind of feeling the same way. If you're too winded to play miniature golf, you should go see a medical health professional pretty soon, pretty quickly. Because there's really not, there's no carrying the bag, there's no driving the cart, there's no miles long walk like the PGA, but oh well. There's plenty of time for me here in Fort Collins. I don't know where you folks live, but if you do, I hope you have a place like Fort Fun. I have not ever been inside of this place before. And it was fun to get a chance to head in there. And it's actually pretty cool. I mean, they've got the go-karts and the bumper boats and miniature golf. They have batting cages. They have an enormous arcade. They have a snack stand. It's a very cool place. From the road, it looks like it's just not like something out of the warehouse district that they put together and slap together. Then you get inside of there, and it's pretty cool. So I know how I'll be spending part of my summer anyway, and that would be over at Fort Fun here in town. Open all year long. You can have an ice skating rink during the winter, but I won't be. If I wouldn't play miniature golf because I was too tired, you know I'm not going to go out and ice skate. Have I gone? I think I've been ice skating once when I was little, and it didn't work out well. that really says a lot right there. It didn't have a happy ending, and that's why we try not to talk about it anymore. Okay. Top 10 movies over the weekend. Hopefully you had a chance to get out and catch yourself a film. First time that I'd had a chance to see a movie here in a while. Looking forward to catching some new ones. Let's see here. Top 10 films. Actually, number 11, I thought I would throw this in here. New film from Sally Field. It was a very small film, very low budget, but at least pretty cool. It's called Hello, My Name is Doris. Number 10 is The Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds, which is very entertaining, in its eighth week. Eye in the Sky, it's a military drama with Alan Rickman and Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren, the queen. Is it her? Am I thinking of Judi Dench? But just the idea of Helen Mirren as a military general. Okay, sure. She's, what, 80, 90? It's British, so. You know, maybe they have a different standard that I'm not aware of. That's Eye in the Sky. Number 8 is Meet the Blacks from Mike Epps. At number 8 in the top 10. Number 10 is 10 Cloverfield Lane, a movie that you don't need to see. You don't need to pay to see. Go out and see it by the time it hits your local video box. Maybe even way past then. Maybe this is a see it for your cable. Yeah, maybe it's that. Maybe that's what it is. I think it's not on a cash value. I would never rate my movies 1 to 5, 1 to 10, 4 stars, 5 stars. I would base mine upon the value assessed that I've given it for how much you should be putting out for it. But that's just me. And my investment on Cloverfield Lane, my investment tip to you would be nothing. Divergent, the Divergent series, Allegiant at number 6, underperforming, I guess, quite a bit. Not nearly as many people have turned out to see that latest sequel to the movie. Pardon me. Mexican food for breakfast. No, I didn't. It sounds good, though. A breakfast burrito right now? For heaven's sakes, tell me that doesn't sound good. Miracles from Heaven is at number 5 in its third week. Has brought in $46 million, which is not the only number that I ran by here so far, the only one that I will. It's kind of nice to see a small budget. It doesn't matter where you're based in your life on faith or anything like that, and I won't share so much where I'm at on that, but it's nice to see a small film do well at the box office. My Big Fat Greek Wedding Part 2 is at number 3 in its second week at the box office. You can catch the brand new Disney cartoon animated feature Zootopia, which is at $275 million in its fifth week. And from what I understand, one of the worst movies, not just one of the worst movies of the year, of this year, but of any year. It's a Ben Affleck film. We'll leave it at that. Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, Batman versus Superman, still number 1 at the box office after 2 weeks, bringing in $685 million worldwide, proving There is money to be made from ideas everywhere. You just need to keep looking and find your group of suckers. Find the group of audience, the audience that you believe will be will appeal to most. Huh? All right. Shall we move? Shall we move onward and upward? Here we go. I was talking about Buddy Holly before. This is where I saw the note in here. It's in here somewhere, I think. No, and music on this date, 1970, Janis Joplin held a reunion concert with Big Brother and the Holding Company in San Francisco. 1964, the Beatles made history by holding the top five spots in the singles charts, and they were Can't Buy Me Love, Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please Please Me. 1959, Buddy Holly, It Doesn't Matter Anymore, hit number 13. It was his first posthumous hit. That's why the Buddy Holly thought was in my head. And in 1939, Glenn Miller recorded his theme song, Midnight Serenade. Beautiful song. I hope you have a chance to get out and hear that. Yeah, it's been out there for 80 years. Yeah, I hope you've had a chance to get out there and hear that. You know, beautiful piece of music. If you run across that on Spotify or Pandora, not a bad one to have on in the background at any time in your day. Let's see here. News on this date, 1974. Hank Aaron tied Babe Ruth's home run record at 714 home runs, eventually going out to break it. 1973 in New York City, the original Twin Towers opened. I did not mean to have strange rhythm or delivery, even though I do, but again, trying to read my handwriting. 1971, Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia was declared and dedicated open for today in history. And in 1968, seriously, one of the most important news stories of the last 100 years, Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated at the age of 39. Birthdays today. Born, actually, a couple of them. We'll do different categories today. Born on this date, as we usually talk about, 1979, Heath Ledger, Academy Award winner for his part in the Dark Knight, taken way too soon. If he were alive today, he'd be 37. So that means that when he passed away in the making of The Dark Knight, that was a little while ago. That means I don't think he may have just turned 30 at that point. Poet Maya Angelou was born in 1928. 1972 film composer Elmer Bernstein was born in 1972. And in 1922. And in 1913, blues musician Muddy Waters was born. Checking here. Let's see here. Birthdays today in Major League Baseball. Manager player Jim Fregosi, 74 years old. Craig T. Nelson, the original coach, is 72. Barry Oakley of the Allman Brothers is 68 years old. Steve Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers Band is 65 years old. Television producer, and as I like to refer to him, Mr. Michelle Pfeiffer, is 60 years old. The man's a very highly qualified he's very successful film producer, and I'm just trying to paint him out to be a piece of man candy. I'm terrible. That's just something wrong with me. Anyway, David E. Kelly is 60 years old today. Robert Downey Jr., Academy Award nominee Robert Downey Jr., is 51 years old. Frank Black of the band The Posies is 51. Actress Nancy McKeon is 50 years old from The Facts of Life. Oh, a show you could never miss. In my house, it had to be on The Facts of Life. Find out what that Tootie was up to. Oh, Lord, making this whole sick. Magician David Blaine today turns 43. Scott Rowland, formerly of Major League Baseball, turns 41. And Nastasia Leon, actress, beautiful, talented actress, Nastasia Leon, turns 37 years old today. And that concludes our birthdays. And that concludes, apparently, it turns out, our 12-hour radio show. So what do you think of that right there? We're done. It's a wrap. I'm getting my papers together. I'm getting my affairs in order. I'm grabbing my stapler. I'm making it official. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. And And there you have it. It is 10:45, exactly a 30-minute show. I thank you so much for being here on the 12-hour radio show. It kind of breezed right by. It just finished up by itself. There wasn't a lot to talk about today, you know, but we have our ups, we have our downs, and I thank you for being here. As I am attempting to come back on this one again, I was gone for about a couple of weeks, and I returned last Tuesday, so this is the second week. But altogether in the last 6 months, 118 episodes, so pretty cool to be able to say that. Let's go ahead and wrap this up with some music. Where did it go? I've got my music home. I've got my note here that I've been enjoying reading here every day. Do all the good that you can by all the means that you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, in all the times that you can, to all the people that you can, as long as ever as you can. John Wesley. And the flip side of that, or along with that, side two, the B side to that, would be, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. Unidentified quote right there. So, 10:46, everybody. Dave Bublitz is my name. We're wrapping things up. I thank you so much for being here. Tune in to episode number 119 tomorrow, Tuesday, April the 5th, and we'll be back here to do this all over again. Maybe have a guest. I don't know, but they're coming soon, I promise, and we'll be doing that again in the very near future. Here we go. We're done. We're going to say goodbye and talk to you soon. The song to wrap things up with is called My Doorbell from Jack and Meg White, The White Stripes. My name is Dave Bublitz, and this just happens to be Thank You and Good Night from your $12 radio show.